Listen to full ad-free commentary of every game on the COD Army Player. Click this link or go to www.fleetwoodtownfc.co.uk/player.
Welcome to COD Army Player. It's Fleetwood Town against Torquay United here at the Highbury Stadium this afternoon. I've got Dave Mitchell, our summariser, alongside me. Dave, looking forward to a really good game this afternoon. A decent little following up, a long trip up from Torquay. Well, let's have a little chat about this afternoon's game. Fleetwood, of course, in league terms, coming off the back of a disappointing result down at Wimbledon last Saturday, but they did have the opportunity, which I think Graham Alexander appreciated, to get back on track at Tranmere on Tuesday, and they did just that, didn't they?
Absolutely. I think you used the term they bounced back in your summarising of Tuesday's game. It was an interesting game for all sorts of reasons, because they made tactical changes, positional changes, and they came back in a way they just couldn't last Saturday against Wimbledon, and their efforts that night have obviously been reflected in this afternoon's team choice.
Yeah, we'll go through the teams now. That's a very nice link there, Dave, as well.
Thank you.
No problem. So the teams this afternoon, there are two changes. This is from the team that played in the Johnson's Paints on Tuesday night. Graham Alexander made five changes for that game, and obviously some have retained their places off the back of a really good all-round performance down at Prenton Park. So the two changes are Antoni Sarcevic and Jeff Hughes come in, and Matty Blair and Stuart Murdoch drop out. They both go to the bench, and Fleetwood will line up as follows. Probably, because there is a lot of flexibility in the Fleetwood squad, probably we're thinking maybe a 4-4-1-1. Scott Davis in goal, Conor McLaughlin and Dean Howell are the fullbacks. So they've replaced from last weekend's league game. They've replaced Liam Hogan and Stephen Jordan. Ryan Cresswell and Nathan Pond are the central defensive partnership. In midfield, from right to left, Junior Brown, Stephen Schumacher, Jeff Hughes and Gareth Evans. And then Antoni Sarcevic will support Jamil Matt, who comes in for David Ball. And Ball, of course, got that nasty head wound on Tuesday night in a clash with Ian Goodison that resulted in him having five stitches. And I think that Graham Alexander has just been a little cautious with him. It is a head injury, and if he was to get another blow on it, that could open things up again. So he's on the bench, though, along with Stuart Murdoch, Mark Roberts, John Parkin, Liam Hogan, Matty Blair and David Lucas, the reserve keeper. For Torquay, they're a standard 4-4-2. Martin Rice in goal, Dale Tong, Aaron Downs, Christian Pearce, Kevin Nicholson, Jordan Chappell in midfield with Ben Harding, Lee Mansell and Courtney Cameron, and up front Callum Ball and Carl Hawley. And on the bench for the goals, Damien Lathrop, Niall Thompson, Nathan Craig, Thomas Cruz, Elliot Bennion, Daniel Sullivan and their reserve keeper Connor Thompson. Dave, your thoughts on the team changes, given that you've seen last Saturday's game and Tuesday's game?
Well, I think they certainly missed Sarcevic last Saturday at Wimbledon. He's made a real impact this season with his creative ability, his assists. He's yet to score, but he's gone so close on several occasions. So they've certainly welcomed him back. And Jeff Hughes has rested against Tranmere, came on in the second half, and he's always been influential when he's played. So I'm really pleased to see those two back in the side, and there should be plenty coming from midfield to support Jamil Matt this afternoon.
And Fleetwood have got, of course, two fullbacks in Sean Bealey and Alan Goodall out on loan. The two that started last Saturday, Jordan and Hogan, are not in today, and the two that started on Tuesday, McLaughlin and Howell, are. It seems clear why Graham Alexander's got Bealey and Goodall out on loan, just to give them games and to keep them match fit, because he has four players who he considers to be better than them.
Yes, absolutely, and his selection today has shown that he's not prepared to make tough decisions. A number of regulars going into the Tranmere game, not the least club captain Mark Roberts, have not got back in, and those who wore the shirt with pride and wore it effectively the other night have got another chance.
And as far as threats go, we've talked about Sarcevic, but Jeff Hughes, who came on as a sub on Tuesday night, is also one to watch. He's already poached a few goals, I think three this season, and he'll be a threat from midfield this afternoon, morning.
Absolutely, he was a great signing, I felt, with league experience at a higher level, and a good goal ratio as well through his career. He was just a little off the boil against Wimbledon, but prior to that he'd been a key player in this town side, and Torquay will certainly want to be watching him closely this afternoon.
Well, the players are out on the pitch. They're just doing the obligatory handshakes before the game. And in of the Percy Ronson stand away to the left. There's maybe 150, maybe 200 Torquay fans and a few in the seats along the side of the parkside stand here as the players peel away, and Fleetwood will, as they always do, make their way across to the far side, the right, as we sit in the main stand, and Scott Davies hangs his towel up in the net, and the players with Yul Mulwenny, the fitness coach, out on the pitch with them. Just going to go through a few last-minute stretches. The referee this afternoon is Darren Drysdale. His assistants are Kevin Mattox and Tom Rogers. And the fourth official is Steve Copeland. Fleetwood are in their familiar strip with red shirts and white sleeves, white shorts and red socks with white trim. And for Torquay, they're in blue and yellow, predominantly blue. Blue shirts, navy blue I should say, navy blue shirts with a yellow trim, and then navy blue shorts and socks. And their manager Alan Nil with his assistant Chris Brass have just made their way out in front of us to sit down, and Graham Alexander with Chris Lachetti and the rest of the match day staff are sat down already as the assistant referees and the referee pause for photographs. Ryan Cresswell is the captain this afternoon, Dave, and given that Mark Roberts, the team captain, is on the bench, interesting choice. Maybe somebody who Graham Alexander considers to be a leader and can see the whole game from the back.
I think we've got several leaders on the pitch this year. Schumacher's had experience as well. Cresswell did the job on Tuesday and he's kept the armband. Interesting also this afternoon is a little reminder of the start of the Football League journey just over a year ago. Torquay were our first visitors on the first day. It was very hot and sunny. Well, we're not going to get that this afternoon. There was a massive crowd. I think it remained the biggest crowd of the season. I don't think we'll achieve that this afternoon. And it was a goalless draw. And with 23 goals in the last six games here at Highbury, I'm not expecting that to happen either.
No, that's absolutely true. The inaugural game, the first game, as Dave said, was here last year. And a lot warmer it was too than it is this afternoon, but it is overcast but fine at the minute. We've had some drizzle in the build-up to the game, and the teams have changed ends. Scott Davies has jogged across and he's going down to take his place in the goal away to our left in front of the Percy Ronson stand, which houses the Hardy faithful, have made the trip up from Devon. Fleetwood are going to take the free kick, kick off with Jamil Matt and Sarsavic about to get the game underway. Mr. Drysdale checks his watch, checks with his assistants, and in a moment or two, I'm sure, we'll put the whistle to his mouth and get this League Two game underway. We're underway then here at the Highbury Stadium. It's Fleetwood Town against Torquay United on a grey but overcast but so far fine day here on the Fylde Coast. The kickoff goes all the way through to Martin Rice in the Fleetwood goal, and his throw is helped down the flank, headed away by, I think it's Schumacher who got that early header in for Fleetwood, and Evans has it, feeds it out wide to Howell on the overlap. Good move already for Fleetwood. Howell gets a decent looking crossing, headed by Sarsavic, back and across goal, and maybe a little too much on it for Jeff Hughes to get, but it does take a touch off Dale Tong and it's gone out for a corner on the far side, and Dave, an early opportunity for Fleetwood.
Yeah, good start for Fleetwood, building up from the back. Conor McLaughlin through Gareth Evans, and Dean Howell doing what he enjoys, a good long run down the left hand side. So corner to Fleetwood on the left,
and Evans and Brown with it. Brown it is who, after a short corner, takes it, and it's attacked by Cresswell, and then it's driven over the bar, and an early goal kick for Martin Rice to take. And so far so good for Fleetwood, only in the early stages, just over a minute gone here at Highbury. Fleetwood Town nil, Torquay United nil, and Martin Rice takes his time. He's dressed in all fluorescent orange, not somebody we're going to miss this afternoon, and he's going to take this from the left hand side of his 6 yard box, going to drive it forward with the right foot. It's aimed towards the centre of midfield. Schumacher challenges for it, it bounces, and Pond gets a foot in and puts it away from Carl Hawley. Hawley, of course, former Preston North End player, Carlisle United and Chesterfield as well, amongst his many clubs, and he finds himself now down at Plainmoor with Alan Nil and Chris Brass, the management team down there, as the ball is down the Fleetwood right hand side. I think Evans has taken, well, it's McLaughlin who's taken a little bang there as one or two Torquay players went in quickly. Courtney Cameron making a nuisance of himself and now being told to back 10 yards away as the free kick's taken by Cresswell down the right hand flank. Jamil Matt, I think, knew that he was offside there, Dave, because he hesitated before chasing the ball, and in the end, once he did make the move forward, the assistant referee's flag went up.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamil's going to want to be involved in this game as much as he can today. He's coming in on a real high after those two goals, isn't he, Gary? We saw them on Tuesday night, and that's what a striker needs.
He took them extremely well. The first one was a reward for persistence, not giving up, and the mistake between the keeper and the centre-half resulted in a tap-in. But the second one, extremely well taken. Hooked it over the defender, drifted round the outside of another, drew the keeper and slotted it into the corner for what proved to be the winner. So you're quite right. Jamil Matt will be on a high. The whole team will be a lot more confident, and after the disappointment of Wimbledon last Saturday, they'll be keen to get the League Two programme back underway. They're still in the playoff places as... Aaron Downs for Torquay hooks it away from the edge of his own box and right down to the left-back position for Fleetwood, where Dean Howell heads down and it's gone across the box to Nathan Pom. Pom forward into midfield where I think it's Sarsavic who holds the ball up well, does well to find Brown. Brown's on this right-hand side this afternoon. Himself and Gareth Evans will undoubtedly change around a little as the afternoon goes on. As Fleetwood played across the back four, midway inside their own half. Forward by Dean Howell from left back in the end, aimed at Hughes. And Hughes gets a final touch on the ball after Lee Mansell had headed it against the back of him. It's gone out there on the far side for a Torquay throw. So 4 minutes in, Fleetwood Town nil, Torquay United nil. Torquay with the throw away on the far side, thrown forward by Tong. It's helped back by Howell, and Jamil Matt will pick it up down the left flank midway inside the Torquay half. Battles away for the ball, manages to get it away from Christian Pearce, and Pearce got the last touch, so it will be a Fleetwood throw. Howell with it just inside the Torquay half, left touchline, away on the far side in front of the Highbury stand. Goes back to his skipper Cresswell, who launches it forward. Downs heads it away only as far as Hughes, but it breaks away onto this near side for McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Brown, and Brown infield, that might fall for Hughes, and all of a sudden things open up. Can Hughes get a shot away? Gives it to Schumacher, who shoots. Oh, it's hit the post, back to Schumacher, drilled against the outstretched foot of Ben Harding, and so close for Fleetwood to take the lead. Stephen Schumacher's shot back off the post with the keeper beaten, and Dave, that's so close.
Yeah, lovely ball by McLaughlin in the first place, caught the defence unawares. Hughes pounced, and terrific effort by Schumacher off his left foot.
The corner as a result again. Brown will take it, whips it in, and headed goalwards by Jamil Matton over the top of the net after Martin Rice had come out to claim it, got absolutely nowhere near it, and it was just the pressure from the keeper and the centre-back that stopped Jamil Matt from getting any direction on that, and it's over the bar. And Torquay take the goal kick quickly and launch an attack down the right-hand side. Jordan Chappell has it. He's going to have Aaron Tong outside him. Tong gets it now, Dale Tong rather, drills it into the box. It's cut out by skipper Cresswell, and he bashes it forward down the field where Pearce and Matt battle for it. It breaks to Evans, and Evans trying to get round the outside of Tong, who's tracking back into that right-back position. Good ball from Evans into Schumacher. Goes for Jamil Matt. He's bundled over. Referee looks at the assistant referee on this near side. The flag does go up. Whereas Fleetwood were looking for a penalty, it's offside against Jamil Matt. I think, Dave, it was given because he came back from an offside position and then became live.
Yeah, this is a really good start, though. 6 minutes into the game, and Sarsavic is already heavily involved in what's happening in the attacking half, and Fleetwood have just got to convert this pressure into a goal.
Yeah, well, they've come closest through Schumacher's shot from round about the edge of the box, right-footed against the base of the right-hand post as Fleetwood attack Martin Rice's goal. They've got a throw in though on this near side. Fleetwood just inside their own half with McLaughlin, gets it inside to Sarsavic, and Sarsavic back to Pond, and Pond will miscue slightly, and it's going to fall on that far side for Tong, and he decides that discretion is a better part of valour. Goes back to his goalkeeper, and Martin Rice will just take his time and try to help his team to just settle down a bit and recover from the early pressure that Fleetwood have exerted. 7 minutes gone here, and Fleetwood have had the best chance as the ball goes into the box, and it's helped goalwards by Callum Ball, but he rather miscued it, and even though Scott Davis was scrambling across goal, it was a couple of yards wide. But just a reminder, Dave, that Fleetwood need to be on their toes at the back. Yeah,
first chance for Torquay there. They do need to be on their toes, and they've not got a great record at Highbury this calendar year either, so they'll be anxious to put that to bed somewhat this week and next week, with Bury at home in 7 days' time.
Jeff Hughes has it, goes out onto the far side to Evans, who gets it under control with a good first touch, clips it into the box. Sarsavic can't get near the ball, he's held off by the defenders just in front of him, and Torquay gets it away, and here's Ball for Torquay, driving forward towards the edge of the box. Good work by Conor McLaughlin, showed his experience, and of course McLaughlin not to be underestimated. He played at a higher level than this for Preston North End, and he's a very, very good footballer, as well as a very solid defender. Well, 8 minutes gone here. Fleetwood nil, Torquay United nil. Scott Davis has it. And Dave, just give us your thoughts so far on this opening 8 minutes or so.
Well, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, by and large. There was, as you say, a caution from Torquay a couple of minutes ago. We know how sides can close Highbury down. It's not a really wide pitch here, and then pounce on the counter-attack, and that was almost one chance there for Torquay. Other than that, it's been all town, and I'm liking the way the ball's moving, that Evans is linking up with Howell. We've got Sarsavic and Schumacher at the heart of the action. So far, so good. We just need a goal.
Well, Fleetwood have an opportunity to put the ball into a dangerous area. They've got a free kick, very central. Schumacher over it, midway inside the Torquay half. Floated over to the back post, headed goal was by Pond. Oh, it's a great tip round the post by Rice. It's kept in, and Brown has it down on the touchline, clips it back over, header again. Oh, and a fantastic save by Rice again, and this time it's Hughes with the header, and a brilliant save after Nathan Pond's initial header had been brilliantly saved one way. Martin Rice saves his team for a second time.
Yeah, my only slightly negative thought is I hope it's not going to be one of those afternoons. Two great saves by Rice there, first from Pond and then from Hughes.
As the corner comes in, headed down and in! And this time it's Antoni Sarsavic who gets it. And from the corner, they threatened leading up to it, and Sarsavic heads it home from close range. And this time Rice got a hand on it, but he couldn't keep it out. And with 9 minutes gone here, it's Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0.
Yes, well, pressure paid there. It's been a great start from Fleetwood Town. Two fantastic saves by Rice to deny Pond, and then Hughes, and from the corner it came to Sarsavic, and I said right at the start of the programme that it's about time he scored a goal.
Yeah, great finish by Fleetwood Town striker Sarsavic, and firm header, unmarked, and nothing Martin Rice could do about that. And Fleetwood lead, and deservedly so, with 9.5 minutes when the goal went in. 10 minutes gone here now. As okay, and Southend have the ball. They've got him taken off them, and they will take the ball forward. Fleetwood down the left hand side with Evans, and Evans with the overlap outside him, and the ball comes. Yeah, 10 minutes on the clock here, and Highbury Stadium is alight because Fleetwood Town lead by a goal to nil. A couple of fantastic saves from the Torquay keeper Martin Rice, from headers from Pond and then from Hughes, but the second produced a corner. The corner was swung in, and Antoni Sarsavic rolls at the near post and planted a firm header past Rice. Nothing he could do. Fleetwood lead. 11 gone here now. Fleetwood 1, Torquay 0. And another corner for Fleetwood on this near side as Junior Brown wins one. And so it's from the right-hand side, Evans and Brown have got the ball, and it's in the quadrant waiting to be delivered. Hughes is in there, as are the big lads from the back, and it's Pond at the back, unmarked. And really, Dave, that's gone harmlessly over the bar in the end, and Nathan will be disappointed he didn't do better with that.
Just going to use that word, he'll be so disappointed at that. He's on 48 career goals at the moment, he's determined to make that half-century, and he's had a couple of chances already in this game.
Yeah, and that was a decent one. He's had a terrific header with a fabulous save from Martin Rice a couple of moments ago that led to the goal in the end. And we'll pause here as Carl Hawley comes forward, gets it inside to Ball. Ball will turn. Shot is drilled in. It's hit against the skipper, Ryan Cresswell, and he recovers quickly enough to belt it out to play. And Fleetwood just need to regroup a little after the euphoria of the goal and get their focus back on the game. Howell does well, and Cresswell clears the ball as it comes in towards the edge of the area. Jamil Mack can chase, gets it away. Downs just does enough, and shows his experience, Aaron Downs, and just nods it back to Rice. But again, good work from Jameel Matt. A willing chaser of that ball through, Dave.
Yes, I have to say, Martin Rice's outfit, though, make his boots look minimalistic by comparison.
Yeah, he's all in tangerine. Looks a little bit like the Tango Man as well over there, but with white boots. That does make him fairly distinctive this afternoon, but he's already had to pick the ball out of the net. 13 minutes gone. He picked it out on, well, 9.5 minutes, so you can call it in the 10th minute, as header at the near post, Sarsavic found the corner of the net. And after two fantastic saves, he can feel a bit hard done by Martin Rice that his defence didn't provide better marking and better cover for him on that occasion. As Brown heads this long ball on, it's going to roll slowly away out of play, and Torquay happy to let it do so. So they're going to spot it up on the edge of the 6-yard area for Martin Rice to restart play. And we can reflect, Dave, on what's been a very, very decent first 13 minutes for Fleetwood.
Yes, very much so. They've been the dominant side. Torquay have been stretched for much of that time. They're just going to be careful and tight at the back, because we know how Football League sides can exploit any small errors. But so far, so good. And good to see Sarsavic and Hughes working well together again. We've missed that over the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a very effective attacking midfield partnership. It's interesting, Dave, that Schumacher or Murdoch, whichever it is, it's Schumacher this afternoon, plays the defensive role and holds in front of the back four, giving Sarsavic the freedom to support Matt further up, and Hughes the freedom to support those two.
Yes, on the face of it, 4-5-1 looks a little bit defensive and negative, but there's so much coming through from that midfield that it's far from that in reality.
Yeah, it's almost the 4-4-1-1 with Sarsavic pushing a bit in front of the other midfielders onto the back of Jameel Matt. But Torquay have it, they're working it down this left-hand side from throw-in to throw-in, but Fleetwood have got it back, and Jameel Matt does well, gets it under control. His pass is a little behind Evans, and Evans has to check and goes inside the centre circle to Schumacher. Back out on the wide left-hand side to Evans, and his cross-field ball picks out McLaughlin, and McLaughlin's header forward. He's nodded down by Kevin Nicholson for Torquay, but only as far as, in the end, Junior Brown, after the ball inside from Hughes, finds him. And Fleetwood retaining the ball quite well at the moment, and Sarsavic tries to get on the end of one from Schumacher, and in comes Downs and just pokes it away. Carl Hawley will pick it up, and it tries to find Jordan Chappell on the far side, but Dean Howell read that well, got it back to his keeper Davis, who clears downfield. Fleetwood looking to try and keep the ball on the ground whenever they can, not afraid to use the aerial route, of course, when danger threatens, and their lines need to be cleared. Cresswell does just that on this occasion, hammers it downfield. It's landed in play but has swung out. And Dave Mitchell, so far so good for Fleetwood. Quarter of an hour gone in this game, and 1-0 to the home side.
Indeed, but you feel as if they're going to have any title or promotion aspirations, they have to be doing well in games like this. A home side, a home game against the side mid-table, not a lot of goals they've scored this season, Torquay, but it is so far so good, and the way they're playing, you can expect more.
Yeah, it's been a bright start from Town, as Sarsavic gets it again and tries to get it out wide to Gareth Evans, but a poor touch by the wide man, and it's gone out for a throw-in midway inside the Torquay half, and it'll be the Torquay fullback Dale Tong who has it. He throws it down the line looking to make some ground, but he only finds ahead of Dean Howell, and he can't keep it in, so Torquay do make some ground down that far side. They're now just inside the Fleetwood half. 16 minutes on the clock. Fleetwood 1, Torquay United 0. You're listening to COD Army Player here from the Highbury Stadium with myself, Gary Hunt, and the Fleetwood Town media man, Dave, the Oracle.
You're too kind.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all rather sad, really, isn't it?
I should have got to say Dave the Oracle Mitchell, as the ball is fed down the Fleetwood right-hand side. It's out of play, right down by the corner flag, deep into Torquay territory for a Torquay throw. Kevin Nicholson takes it, and he just takes his time. It's an experienced player, Nicholson, not one I'm overly familiar with, but he gets that throw down the line and heads it down, and that's the cue for the Oracle to have a look at his notes and find out who he's played for and what he's done and how many times he's changed his shirt in the last 5 or 6 days, because it's no less than we expect.
He's played 6 years at Torquay, I can tell you that.
That's impressive. I knew he'd been long serving, but not quite that long in fairness, because he's seen a few changes of manager then, Mr. Nicholson, the left back.
6 years is a long time these days, isn't it? You do your research on so many teams, and so many have such a lot of people coming in on the previous summer, haven't they, or in the January window.
Yeah.
So 6 years is now getting a longer and longer period in professional football.
Well, Fleetwood have the opportunity again to swing the ball in via Schumacher into the box. It's headed by Jamil Matt this time, and he can't control it, and it's over the bar for a goal kick. And again, Fleetwood win the set piece, though, Dave.
Yes, they did. Jamil looked a bit disappointed at that. He just a little bit behind him, and it ballooned well over. But you know, again, they can be dangerous from set pieces. And I'm glad they scored, because they have had all the pressure. They now need to be pushing on and getting daylight between the sides.
It's something that we've witnessed before with Fleetwood dominating games, as they did at Wimbledon. I'm led to believe you saw the game. I was elsewhere on that day. But you saw the game, and you've got to score when you're on top, don't you? When you've got the other team on the ropes, under pressure, if you can't make that tell, they're always still in the game then, and there's always a chance that they can nick one on the breakaway.
Yes, we peppered their line. We had three attempts from within the goal area, and within 5 minutes, we were 2-0 down.
And that's football, as they say. Bit of a cliche, but it's quite true. It only takes a second to score a goal. And certainly on that occasion, Fleetwood fell to a couple of sucker punches, and then in the second half, pretty disappointing, and couldn't get back into it. And in the end, Wimbledon ran out fairly cosy winners. But Fleetwood have put that behind them in midweek. And so far, again today, with 18-19 almost gone here at the Highbury Stadium, it's Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0, as Jamil Matt battles for the ball midway inside the Torquay half, and Sarsavic does really well. Little back heel under pressure from Courtney Cameron, back heeled it against him and won himself a throw in, or won his team a throw in. He turns away from another challenge in midfield, this time it's Mansell, and brings down Sarsavic. So it'll be another free kick to Fleetwood Town. Conor McLaughlin comes forward to take it, just puts it down, and McLaughlin will look to get this from the touchline here on the near side, 10 yards in, on the diagonal away to the far side, where Pond and Cresswell are waiting. It's Cresswell who's underneath it. It's headed away by Downs, does well, and then Hawley tries to hold it up, does so successfully, but Fleetwood have bodies around the ball, the pressure tells, and Junior Brown has it, has McLaughlin outside him, but slides it into the feet of Schumacher, back to Brown. Brown out onto this near side, level with the edge of the penalty area, but on the touchline now with Junior Brown. Back inside, Sarsavic, stocky figure, turns away from his man, and it's 20 minutes on the clock here, Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0. Still that goal separates the two teams, headed in by Anthony Sarsavic at the near post after constant pressure from Fleetwood in the opening 15 had brought a couple of corners and a couple of opportunities that were brilliantly saved by Martin Rice. Since then, Fleetwood largely on top, Torquay relying on breakaways, and with 20 minutes on the clock here, it's Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0. As Martin Rice clobbers the ball forward from under pressure from Jeff Hughes, who was breaking from midfield. Lee Mansell, the captain for Torquay, has it halfway inside his own half, goes back to Dale Tong, and pressure from Evans means that Tong's attempted clearance goes out to play for a throw in, and almost on halfway away on the far side on the Torquay right, as Torquay in their blue strip with yellow flashes attack the goal from right to left, away to our left hand side, where the maybe a couple of hundred Torquay fans who've made the trip up this afternoon from the southwest are gathered at the moment, with the rain beginning to fall. It's not been a very happy journey for them. Their team trail by a goal to nil, scored on 9 minutes, and there'll be a pause in play here as the referee thinks there's a head injury in the centre of midfield. An aerial battle between Jamil Matt, just struggling to see who the Torquay player is, but while he gets some much needed treatment, to be fair to him, he's got to his feet. It's Ben Harding, and the number 8 will wander back across to this near side, Dave, and going to be a drop ball to restart play.
Yes, absolutely. Just watching Sarsavic and all that he can conjure up in a game, and it's non-league day across the country today. It's great to see a product of the non-league setup, former Chester player coming into the Football League and making such an impact. And he's also an ex-Crewe Alexandra man. There's four in this squad, and we have of course drawn Crewe in the next round of the Johnstone Paints, so that's going to be a particularly attractive fixture here at Highbury, with Crewe doing so well in cup competitions in recent years.
Yep, Crewe, of course, the holders of the Johnston Paints Trophy, having won it last year. They defeated Accrington in the first round on Tuesday night. And Fleetwood will perhaps hope to take revenge for their Lancashire neighbours. As Crewe won by a goal to nil, and Accrington, by all accounts, quite unlucky in that game. But here, it's still 1-0 to Fleetwood as Aaron Downes' clearance drifts out of play. And Conor McLaughlin, midway inside his own half, will take this free kick, take this throw-in from the right-back position, goes down the line, and Junior Brown challenges with Cameron. It's won by the Torquay man, and Carl Hawley gets it. Mansell tries to thread it through to Callum Ball, but it's picked off by Nathan Pond. Always reliable, Nathan Pond, and got his foot in importantly in that occasion as Downes picks it up again, and Sarsavik looking ever dangerous and puts Downes under pressure unfairly this time, and the Torquay man wins a free kick. He slides it across to his central defensive partner Christian Pearce, and they're on the halfway line. Pearce with the ball, looks up, right footed, drives it low into the feet of Hawley, who's shepherded by Pond, and Hawley comes down onto this near side, the Torquay left, midway inside the Fleetwood half now. Nicholson with Cameron, and then inside to skipper Mansell. Patient build up play from Torquay, and then it's Pearce and into midfield for Harding, back to Mansell. Mansell holds off the challenge of Sarsavik, but he's forced back by the Fleetwood man, and Nathan Downes brings it forward and tries to slide it through to Ball, and the pass is erroneous and goes all the way through to Scott Davis.
I've just seen one of the Torquay fans in a onesie. Is that what it's called behind the goal there?
Yep.
I think it's even brighter than the goalkeeper's top.
Yeah, fluorescent green. And I suspect that,
it's not the warmest of afternoons. He or she could well have the last laugh, actually. But,
he's done that for a bet, I think, Dave.
You reckon?
He's got it. You wouldn't wear that, would you?
On his stag day or something?
No, it's ridiculous attire for a football match.
McLaughlin here, you mentioned him earlier. He's had to be really patient. This is only his 17th start for Fleetwood Town. He's not really had a run yet, so he'll be desperate to make the most of Tranmere on Tuesday and today.
Yeah, and to try to keep Liam Hogan out of the team. And Hogan has come in the close season from Halifax Town and come straight into the team, something that undoubtedly Conor McLaughlin would have been disappointed with, because with Sean Bealey going out on loan to Bury, McLaughlin might have hoped to get that starting berth, but he didn't, but he has it now. But Courtney Cameron has the ball into Hawley, 25 yards out from Fleetwood goal. On the right hand side is Chappell lets fly, blasts against Ryan Cresswell, and off the big defender and away for a corner, first of the afternoon, I think, for Torquay.
Indeed.
And it will be Ben Harding who jogs across to take it, Dave, and all the big guys are coming up from the back.
Yes, Downes and Pearce, both the central defenders are up there, so Cresswell, Matt's back to support, and Pond, they're going to have to keep this one at bay. It's approaching the half hour, we don't want to be conceding at this point, or any point for that matter.
25 gone, Harding with the corner from the right, left footed towards the back post, and Downes had obviously peeled off his marker, and if it hadn't been overhit, would have gathered it unmarked, but it was, and it's out on this near side for a throw into Fleetwood. Danger over for now as McLaughlin comes to take it. It's about 10 yards from the corner flag and down the Fleetwood right hand side, and McLaughlin throws it forward. Nicholson heads it back, and a bit of head tennis in midfield where Hughes flicks it on towards Sarsavik, but Downes picks it off. Fullback Dale Tong picks it up, slides it forward. McLaughlin picks it off. Junior Brown with it, tries to go forward and does so successfully. Finds Evans on the halfway line, left hand side. Here's Hughes in the centre circle, peels away to the left, finds the fullback Dean Howell, forward by him, and it's going to fall for Jamil Matt, who shoots. A terrific save by Martin Rice, straight at him almost, but really travelling, and clearly the ball swerved a little en route, and a good save again by the Torquay stopper. Day probably one he'd expect to save, though.
Yes, I was just about to say that Fleetwood have not been really in the game in the final third over the last period, but snapshot there from Matt, but a bit too straight, and Rice took it comfortably, or deflected it comfortably.
Here's Sarsavik, 20 yards out, just outside the box, and tries to get the ball out to Evans, but it's come off Fleetwood, rather a Torquay United defender, and as it was an accidental touch, the keeper Martin Rice can pick it up without fear of conceding a free kick. As he's going to, with his right foot, clear it upfield, aimed at Hawley, but Cresswell's there with a firm header. And then Nicholson beats Brown in the air in the right wing position. McLaughlin comes across and Cameron nips it away from him, and McLaughlin just a little late. And Dave, I think that's probably a fair decision, free kick to Torquay.
Yes, and well interpreted by the referee there.
So Nicholson has it, the left back. It's 10 yards inside the Fleetwood half, but almost on the touchline here in front of us. So it's probably going to be aimed on the diagonal by Nicholson. Hawley makes a run to the near post. It's swung across, but pretty disappointing delivery, and Sarsavic heads it away. It's going to go back to Nicholson, and he might try again. This time a much better looking delivery, but Cresswell there again heads it away firmly, the Fleetwood skipper, as falls to Sarsavic. And Sarsavic coming forward, he's well challenged, I thought, by Harding, but from the back, according to the referee, even though he got the ball, had to go round or maybe through Anthony Sarsavic to get it, Dave, and the referee wants a word. And indeed, Ben Harding gets a yellow, a bit harsh in my book.
Yeah, it was a fortunate bounce in the town's favour in their own final third, and they were on the march there, three players moving in formation down the middle. Sarsavic brought down from the back, and I agree with you, it's a little harsh, that. It's in the book, though.
Yellow card for Harding. And the free kick's taken short by Schumacher. McLaughlin, right-footed, curls it into the box, a looping cross to the far side. Oh, and headed across his own box by Nathan Downs, and out for a corner on this near side. And that's a pretty dangerous attempt. He was trying to clear it clearly, but it's only gone about a foot wide of the far post, and Rice was beaten, and it's out for a corner kick. It's going to be taken from the right by, again, the duo of Evans and Brown. And this time, Evans will take it directly. 29 minutes gone here at the Highbury Stadium, and Fleetwood Town just have a corner which has been cleared away on the far side. They still lead by a goal to nil, and that goal from Anthony Sarsavic on 10 minutes is what separates these two sides. Torquay have come a little bit more into it and showed a bit more invention with Carl Hawley up front, with Callum Ball being a little more involved. But Fleetwood have had a shot from Jameel Matt that's been beaten away by Martin Rice, the only thing that they've had to show in the last sort of 10 minutes of play or so. 29 gone here, Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0. As Junior Brown is brought down about a yard outside the area, and another yellow card. This time I think it's Lee Mansell, the skipper, who brings down the diminutive figure of Junior Brown. So yeah. Sarsavic over the top of this, and it looks like, Dave, either Sarsavic or maybe Schumacher will have a pop from here.
Yes, I think Howell would have fancied his chances from there as well, off his left foot. Brown, of course, is left-footed.
Yep.
Schumacher's hit a good shot against the post, so he'll be saying, I can do this.
Yeah.
Time will tell, but bookings for each of the two central midfielders for Torquay in the space of 2 or 3 minutes there. That was an obvious trip on Brown.
Yep, that was. That was definitely yellow. The other one I thought was a bit harsh, but referee Drysdale is pushing the wall back significantly. Jameel Matt's on the left-hand end of it as we look, which indicates it might be a left-footer, and Sarsavic might be the man to take it, or maybe Schumacher's going to go around the other side. Yep, it's going to be Schumacher who drives it right-footed and almost sneaks in the bottom corner, and really good stuff again from Martin Rice, who got down low to his left-hand side and just prevented the ball sneaking in. He must have been unsighted as well, because it came around the outside of the wall, and another good save from the Torquay keeper.
Absolutely, and he's clearly their man of the match so far in the first half hour, which says something about the balance of play. Some superb saves, that's three at least that have stood out so far, top draw.
Well, apart from the goal, Fleetwood have hit the post, and Martin Ball has made three, and I mean, I'm not exaggerating, three outstanding saves. Two from headers, from Hughes and from Pond, and that one from the drive from Schumacher from the free kick, and each of them extremely valuable to Alan Nil and his Torquay side, because they're only one down and they could be three or four adrift here.
Yeah, and that was almost a very well worked training ground move, that involving Brown, Sarsavic, and ultimately Schumacher.
But it's still 1-0 with 32 minutes on the clock here, as Nicholson with the free kick floats it towards the edge of the box for Torquay, and it almost got through to Carl Hawley, but it's smuggled away by Fleetwood one way or another, and Nicholson has it again. He's forced to backtrack and goes back to Dale Tong. who is under control of the ball in the centre circle, gets it out wide right, and it's floated up towards Hawley at the back post, and Hawley heads it down, but it's going to fall to Schumacher, who's tidying up in front of that back four, very quietly, very efficiently doing his job, and the ball is knocked forward towards Jamil Matt. He can't get his head on it, and it'll go through all the way to Martin Rice, the man of the moment for Torquay, in their goal.
Yeah, and Schumacher will be well aware in 7 days' time, his former club Bury here at Highbury.
I'm assuming for that game, Dave, that Sean Bealey won't be allowed to play.
I've not heard either way, but no, it does happen.
It is normally the case, isn't it? So, as Courtney Cameron goes down the left wing, but his cross is nicely caught by Davis, who's been a virtual spectator in this opening 33 minutes. He bowls it out to Sarsavic, whose long ball is looking for Evans, but he's picked off by Tong and headed back to his keeper.
And I might be an oracle, but I can only prepare one match at a time.
Ah, well, this is it.
I can't multitask.
No. I can watch the TV and read the paper. I can do that. But that's about it, really, I'm afraid. As Christian Pearce gets it, he pushes it away onto the far side for Tong. And, Tong almost commits Harry Carey and slides it across to his skipper Downs. And Downs almost had it picked off by Jamil Matt, but not quite. And he gets it forward, but the onrushing Callum Ball can't pick it up, and it's gone through to Scott Davis, and Scott Davis can pop it down, take his time, as the sun comes out on the coast here in Fleetwood, and rather than the drizzle and the mizzle that we've had early on, it's now blue skies and bright sunshine, so a pretty typical sort of late summer autumn day, Dave.
Yes, more reminiscent of the Torquay game last year.
Here's Chappell on the far side, trying to get round the outside of Howell. He does so and gets the ball in, but it's headed away by Hughes. And Evans manages to save the throw-in and gets one for his own team after it deflects off Tong. And Fleetwood can now clear their lines. They've got a throw-in midway inside their own half, down the left-hand side. And Dean Howell gets the nod in front of Stephen Jordan this afternoon. Interesting selection.
Yes, indeed. Dean hasn't, like a number of others, made a real impact on the side. He did, of course, score our first Football League goal last year from a free kick
at Burton.
But he's had to be patient, as have others. But now he's got a real opportunity. Played well on Tuesday, and if he doesn't put a foot wrong today, he's going to get further chances.
Well, it's always good, as Graham Alexander constantly reminds us, to have competition for places all over the park. And Fleetwood have certainly got that, particularly at fullback, where they've got two fullbacks who were pretty much starters last year out on loan. So it shows the strength in depth. Stephen Jordan and Liam Hogan have come in, started the season, but both of them now find themselves out of the team due to the form in the Johnston Paints Trophy of Conor McLaughlin and Dean Howell. Torquay have a free kick down by the corner flag, deep in Fleetwood territory, down the Fleetwood left, and it's going to be swung in by Ben Harding with that left foot, curls towards the back post, it's headed up in the air and not properly cleared, and then I think Hughes was bundled over, and the free kick it will be to Fleetwood. And Courtney Cameron not happy with the decision, but unfortunately for him, he hasn't got the whistle the referee has, and he's decided it's a free kick to Fleetwood.
I think Town have dealt pretty well with the Torquay threat so far. Scott watched a shot go past his right hand post, but he's not any saves to make yet, and his defence have protected him pretty well so far, the same defence who of course played at Tranmere on Tuesday.
Yep, the back four and keeper are intact from that game. And Junior Brown gets it from Jamil Matt's knockdown. And here's Hughes, midway inside the Torquay half. Sweeps play out onto the left-hand side where Evans crosses, but too deep. One bounce and out for a goal kick. So Martin Rice will pick it up. 36 gone. Fleetwood Town 1, Torquay United 0. And it's been predominantly Fleetwood on the attack, as we've mentioned earlier. Martin Rice, the keeper for Torquay, man of the match by a country mile for the visiting side. Three terrific saves. He's also seen the ball hit his post and flash wide of his post a couple of times as well. And really at the other end, Scott Davis has not had a save to make, and Torquay have had a couple of dangerous balls into the box, but they've been well dealt with by the Town back four. It's Jamil Matt. He's challenged by Downs. It's out for a throw-in. McLaughlin comes forward to take it. 15 or 20 yards inside the Torquay half. Down the Fleetwood right-hand side. Right full-back McLaughlin has it. Tall figure. Throws it down the line. Jamil Matt completely misreads it as Downs gets there first, but his clearance was only going to fall to Sarsavic. Gets it back off Hughes. Sarsavic. Shot from Sarsavic. And that is 2-0. And I pause there because hesitation was simply because that was a breathtaking shot by Antoni Sarcevic. I got a great flick from Hughes to set him up, and left-footed, he thrashed it past Martin Rice, right into the corner, and that makes it Fleetwood Town 2, Torquay United 0 with 37 minutes on the clock.
Yes, we talked earlier about the combination of Hughes and Sarcevic and how important it's going to be to Town this season. Perfectly exemplified there. Great layoff by Hughes, but what a cracking finish by Sarcevic. Good on both feet, and Rice, whatever form he's in, isn't going to be able to get a shot like that.
Well, that's a terrific strike from Sarcevic, and no less than Fleet would have deserved. Two great goals from Antoni Sarcevic this afternoon. He's been threatening to do that for some time. It's 38 minutes gone here. Fleetwood Town 2, Torquay United 0. And Antoni Sarcevic has both of them as Courtney Cameron tries to come forward, but Pond manages to get a foot in, and Hughes again with a neat layoff to Sarcevic as they can bring Fleetwood away on the counter-attack. On the left-hand side is Evans, and Evans has three to aim at in the box, but goes down the left flank. It's Fleetwood Town 2, Torquay United 0 with 38 minutes on the clock, and a breathtaking strike from Antoni Sarcevic from 25 yards out. A very neat build-up and a terrific layoff from Jeff Hughes. A little flick from the side of the foot, laid up Sarcevic onto his left foot, and he drilled it past Martin Rice, the outstanding Martin Rice so far, into the bottom corner to make it 2-0 to Fleetwood. 38 gone here, Fleetwood 2, Torquay 0. And on the far side, Fleetwood will prepare to take another corner. And again, it's the duo of Brown and Evans who stand over the ball. Brown it is who puts the final ball in, and at the near post, Tong hooks it away. It's not gone behind for a corner. It's kept in play on the right-hand side by Mansell. And out for a throw-in this time.
Brown and Evans, you wouldn't be old enough to remember Zager and Evans, would you, from the 60s in the year 25?
No, not born, Dave, sorry. No. You're showing your age, though, I have to point out at this stage.
I'm quite an ageing oracle.
That's why you're the oracle. You can't be an oracle when you're, you know, in your formative years. Shot comes in, this time from Schumacher, but rather scuffed and partially deflected away as Nicholson smacks it forward, tries to get Hawley away and on his bike, but it's picked off again by the excellent Cresswell so far, and neat bit of play from Junior Brown into McLaughlin. McLaughlin on the right corner of the box dinks it towards the back post. It's headed away by Tong and finds Chappell on that right hand side. Jordan Chappell keeps control of the ball, does well, spins away from a challenge, but Sarcevic battling back, showing the other side of his game, gets a foot in and wins the ball back for Fleetwood. Good stuff from the home side this afternoon. 40 gone here, Fleetwood 2, Torquay 0. Ball comes into the box. Junior Brown brings it down on the edge of the box, gets it back to Sarcevic, and then it falls to the feet of Schumacher. Schumacher to McLaughlin. McLaughlin low into Jamil Matt. Matt holding off Nicholson, and then McLaughlin towards the back post, and a little nudge in the back perhaps there on Jeff Hughes as he rolls, but no complaints from the midfielder as his header floats harmlessly wide.
Yeah, I think it was so important for Town to score that second one at that point, because Torquay had been making their way up the field. They had been getting time in the final third without, as I said, really testing Scott, but it would only needed one break, and suddenly they're on terms, their supporters are exultant, and it changes the mood, the balance of the whole game. But as it is, Town have got a 2-0 lead, which is so well deserved. They must push on from here though, and really further goals, yeah, and 3 points, get them in the bag as soon as they can.
Yep. People often say that 2-0 is a dangerous lead to have, and certainly you'd rather be two up than two down, that is for certain, as Courtney Cameron gives the ball to Kevin Nicholson to take this Torquay throw. It's about 15 yards from the corner flag, deep into Fleetwood territory, down the Torquay left-hand side. So as Torquay attack the Percy Ronson stand from right to left as we sit in the main stand, Kevin Nicholson's on our nearest touchline. He throws it short to Cameron, gets it back. Junior Brown comes across and closes down, pinches the ball off Nicholson, but it's under pressure and can only concede the throw in, as the ball boy shows good skills, traps it, and then side foots it back to Nicholson, who can gather the ball, gives it a quick wipe, and then looks to throw it. Cameron comes short again, and Lee Mansell is on the edge of the box. Carl Hawley is also mobile in there. It's towards Mansell. Mansell tries to help it on, and it comes last off him, and the Torquay skipper shakes his head in frustration as Scott Davies puts the ball down for a goal kick.
Yeah, first priority to make sure that they keep a clean sheet until half time. We're entering the period of the game where it all went wrong 7 days ago at Wimbledon. It's such an important time to score just before the half, and obviously if Town can nick a third before the break, that'd be brilliant, but to go in without having conceded would have been a really good first half.
I'm going to come out with a phrase here, a saying that I've noticed has cropped up in almost every manager's press conference or every time you talk to a manager, and that's called game management. And they all talk about it now. It's the latest buzz phrase going around the football league clubs, and it simply means having a professional approach and looking after the ball, and when you're in front, making sure that you see things out properly. And I think in a nutshell that's what you were saying there, trying to see it out till half time without conceding a goal and making sure they keep Torquay at arm's length.
Yeah, absolutely, that's very much the philosophy of a manager like Graham Alexander.
There's a free kick from the halfway line for Torquay. He's headed away. Jamil Matt spins Aaron Downs and the ball goes past the pair of them and back to Tong, the right back, and then inside to Pierce, and Pierce clips it forward. Cameron heads it down, but only to Junior Brown, and Junior Brown, a bit of acrobatics and a bit of a skill spot from him there as he gets the ball forward from a tricky situation into the feet of Matt, and now it's back with Schumacher, and Carl Hall is a bit too exuberant, a bit too keen to get the ball, and gives away a free kick. Schumacher takes it quickly, aims it out to the far side where Evans heads it behind for a goal kick, and rather licks his wounds as he gets a clatter from Dale Tong in that aerial collision. 44 minutes gone here then at the Highbury Stadium. You're listening to the Cod Army Player with Gary Hunt and Dave Mitchell from the Fleetwood Town media team, and we're watching a very, very impressive performance so far here at Highbury, with Fleetwood leading by 2-0. Anthony Sarcevic on 10 minutes headed in a corner after two fabulous saves by the Torquay keeper Martin Rice. Couldn't do anything about the third one, and then on 37 minutes took a neat flick from Jeff Hughes and thrashed a left footer past the keeper's right hand to give Fleetwood that 2-goal cushion. They'll chase the ball down as Jamil Matt partially heads it away, and on this far side it's Dean Howell flicks it into the box, and Hughes is first to it, retains possession, but he's crowded out by a couple of Torquay players, and Dale Tong is the man that comes away with it, but he's forced to concede a throw in, and Fleetwood have that throw away on the far side. Dean Howell has it level with the edge of the Torquay penalty area, throws it in short to Hughes. Hughes takes it down, gives it inside. Evans not really expecting it, but manages to retain possession, fed all the way back to the halfway line where Cresswell can clip it forward. But Mansell, the Torquay skipper, just for a second looked like he had plenty of time, but Jamil Matt closed him really quickly and poked it out for a throw to Torquay. Dave Mitchell.
Yes, the last remaining seconds of an excellent first half from Fleetwood Town. They've been on top throughout the game. They're deservedly 2-0 in front, and it's great to see Sarcevic and Hughes back again in tandem, and he is hoping for more after the break.
So Torquay bring the ball forward. They're down the right-hand side with Chappell, and Chappell manages to skip round the outside of Schumacher, and he looks to put the ball in. Dean Howell didn't really know where it was. It's come off him and gone for a corner. So there will be still, with 2 minutes of added time, or a minimum of 2 minutes, to be added by Darren Drysdale. There's a corner for Fleetwood to defend. We've had almost one of those minutes. 47, 48 seconds gone in time added on, as Ben Harding and Jordan Chappell, player 1-2. Then it goes to Mansell. Mansell trying to go around the outside, gets the ball in nicely towards the back post, too deep, and the ball will run away. Despite the best efforts of Aaron Downs, it will run away for a throw-in to Fleetwood, and they will hope now that they can retain possession for the final 50 seconds or so and go in down the tunnel at half-time with this healthy 2-goal advantage, as Conor McLaughlin has hold of the ball midway inside his own half, throws it down the line looking for Matt. Matt doesn't get it, but it bounces, and Downs puts it out of play for another Fleetwood throw, just using up these last few seconds as Graham Alexander's returned to his seat on the side of Chris Lachetti on the Fleetwood bench. McLaughlin throws it down the line, all this action happening just in front of the bench, forward by Sarcevic, and Brown will chase it. Pierce can only head it out for a throw-in, and Fleetwood make more ground down this right touchline. And Dave, they're doing very well here.
They are. I was just thinking last week, 7 days ago, he'd have been preparing quite a different team talk at half time than the one he has today, but he'll be.
Sarsavic does well. Sorry to interrupt there. Yeah. Sarsavic does well there. Gets it across his body and flicks it round. But Torquay are on the counter on the far side with Chappell, who shows good speed to get round the outside of Dean Howell. But Howell gets back and gets his body in the way and concedes another corner. So we've had the 2 minutes and we're in 20 seconds of the. Well, I guess you'd call it extra time.
Added
time. As.
Yeah, they've got to defend this corner and
Ben Harding's
get rid of the ball ASAP.
Yeah,
going 2-0, job done at half time.
Can't understand why the referee hasn't blown, but he hasn't, and there are 37 seconds gone in the 48th minute. So Harding has it on the far side, and he clips it in now with the left foot, headed away by Nathan Pond, and Junior Brown heads it further away, gets a blow for his troubles, but that's the last action of this first half. So 48 minutes played at Fleetwood, extremely impressive in it. They lead by 2 goals from Anthony Sarsavic. First on 10 minutes when he headed in a left wing corner, firmly into the net past the outstretched hands of Martin Rice. And then on 37 minutes, he doubled Towns' tally and his own with a left foot strike from 20 yards out, a breathtaking hit into the bottom corner, really fizzed home. And that made it 2-0 to Fleetwood at that time. And they've seen the game out comfortably, could be even further in front, but for Martin Rice, the Torquay keeper, who's made several outstanding saves and really kept his side in this. But a very, very satisfactory first 45 minutes. Scott Davis barely troubled in the entire half. And after a word from Dave Mitchell, we'll be off for half-time break.
Yes, well, we've emphasised throughout this first half the opportunities that Fleetwood have created, the good creative work that's come from midfield, the return of Sarsavic being so influential. And clearly we're just hoping that they can push on now in the second half. Gary's already said 2-0 is an awkward scoreline in football, and they've certainly lost a 2-goal advantage before, but the way they're playing at the moment, they'll have every confidence of pushing on for the 3 points after the break.
Listen to full ad-free commentary of every game on the COD Army Player. Click this link or go to www.fleetwoodtownfc.co.uk/player.